Hi everyone. So this week I'm going to talk about the issue of trust and how it can directly affect people's returns, and also the media and their role in the whole trust issue. Now it's interesting, a number of years ago I was reading about a man, I think he was from Ireland, who broke the Guinness Book of Records for traveling to every country in the world without using a plane, in other words walking, taking a bus, taking a train, any form of transport apart from taking a plane. You can imagine this was very difficult, and he probably needed several pieces of information and help from random strangers and official people, in government offices, consulates and embassies and so on, to achieve such a feat, because obviously some border crossings are not as accessible for the general public and so on. And they asked him in an interview, what have you learned from your period traveling? And he said, it's interesting, I haven't really been watching the news or the media for the last 6 or 12 months, because obviously I want to travel and meet people. I don't want to spend it in a hotel room watching the news. And he said that his trust in people has absolutely skyrocketed. In other words, he actually said that even though he had become a little bit more cynical about people in power, like big companies and big government, anyone who has a lot of power, because power corrupts, his trust in most people and most businesses, like small and medium-sized businesses and so on and so forth, has gone through the roof. In other words, he's not naive. He knows that obviously there's a small percentage of bad people in the world, but he knows that, you know, there isn't a scam artist, at the side of every roadside. Yes, there's plenty of pushy people saying, oh, taxi, sir, taxi, everywhere he goes, but that doesn't mean they're scam artists. And so he's got a much more nuanced view than he used to have. And actually, it's interesting, since I've traveled more and more over the last 10, 15 years, I've had a similar experience, and most people who have traveled have had similar experiences. Now, what's also interesting is what a lot of research has shown. So research has shown that if you give money to an average stranger, there's an 80 or 90% chance that he'll get paid back, someone who you don't even know. But actually, most people assume it's 50-50, that literally 50% of people wouldn't pay you back. There's a huge difference between 50 and 80, or 50 and 90%, right? And I think the media does exist to sensationalize things. If you think about it, if there's a documentary on tonight on the news, and person one on the documentary says, oh, I was promised 8% returns, and I got 8.1% returns, so I'm really happy. Person two said, well, I'm not that satisfied, I was promised 8% returns, I've only got 5% returns, and the markets are doing well, so I'm not that satisfied, but I'm not unhappy. I mean, who the hell is going to watch that documentary? It's far more entertaining to see some kind of sensationalist documentary about a little old lady who's had her pension taken away from her, or the person who's got, I don't know, murdered by Harold Shipman, the doctor in the UK who 15 years ago was killing his patients for numerous financial reasons, like to get hold of their will. I mean, the media actually really exists to take advantage of base level human nature. Indeed, the croc brain, which is basically about the fact that people have essentially a survival mechanism. If you think about it, for thousands of years, when humans lived a primitive animalistic lifestyle, we were slower and in many cases weaker than most of the animals. Like, even though we're the most cognitively intelligent animal, when we were in the wild, almost all the animals around us were either faster and or more powerful than we are. So that kind of creates a survival instinct. Think about how you react when a random stranger comes up to you, even asks you for something like a taxi. Your survival instinct comes out, better be safe than sorry. So fear really sells. And you also see that when it comes to how stock market falls are reported in the media. When there's a fall of say 3 or 4%, you have like a picture of a man with his hand on his head, or reports of one or two people having depression because of the stock market going down. It's reported like, oh, the Dow has fallen 1,000 points, rather than just saying the Dow's fall by 4%. But then when markets are going up by say 4%, that it's just reported in a very normal and calm way. And what the research on investing also shows is that people who actually have a higher degree of fear than is normal in normal human nature get lower returns. So for example, people who believe in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, or people who are more untrusting in general, tend to actually make less returns because they tend to keep their money in the bank and think it's better to be safe than sorry. So that's one of the many emotional reasons that people should be careful about. And as a final thing, I would say this. I don't look at my account. I do look at my account, but not regularly. I probably last logged into my account 2 or 3 months ago. I only look at my account when market has done significantly better than the other and it's time to rebalance. I think that looking at your account every week or maybe every month is one of the worst things people can do because it's much more likely people will sell and panic sell basically. If you think about it, the old school pensions were very expensive, but they did have one incredible positive. They didn't actually include valuation. So if you think about it, our grandparents would just invest every month. They wouldn't often get a statement. They would just be told they've invested this amount on the statement. They wouldn't get live valuations. And they would just invest and invest and invest. And of course, markets will go up long term. But all this 24/7 valuations and so on, I think it creates a big problem because even if the markets are going up, that encourages people to sell. And when markets are going down, it encourages people to sell. But long term investing really requires buy and hold. Okay, everyone, I hope that was useful.